Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale, and there's no better time to score big savings on unforgettable gifts. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air-chilled chicken, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.
Hello, spiritual gangsters, and welcome back to another episode of the Spiritual Gangster Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Pieraldi, soulful, strong, and just like you, walking this messy, magical path called life. Today's episode is one of those deep ones, the kind that hits you right in the gut, or maybe even the heart too. We're talking about the void. That strange, foggy, in-between space where you're no longer who you used to be, but you're not quite sure who you're becoming either. Sound familiar? Yeah, me too. Let's get into it. What is the void, really? Let's call it what it is. The void is uncomfortable as hell. It's that weird space where your old habits, identities, and versions of yourself are falling away. But the new ones haven't quite landed yet. It's like you cleaned out your closet, donated everything that didn't fit anymore, and now you're standing there, naked, wondering what the hell you're supposed to wear. You don't recognize yourself anymore. And it's not because you've lost yourself. It's because you're in the sacred middle. The pause. The hallway between who you were and who you're becoming. And let's be honest. The hallway is echoey, lonely, and sometimes full of self-doubt. But here's the thing. The void isn't a punishment, it's a passage. It's your soul taking inventory. It's the sacred becoming. The grief of letting go. No one talks enough about the grief that comes with growth. Yeah, personal development sounds cute on Instagram, but in real life, it can feel like your identity is falling apart. Old friendships fade. The job that once made you feel alive now drains you. The hobbies, the dreams, the goals, they don't hit the same. You're standing there holding the pieces of your used-to-be self, wondering if any of it still belongs to the future you're creating. And here's where it gets raw. Sometimes you mourn the things that weren't even good for you. Why? Because they were familiar. And our nervous system loves familiar. Even when it's not aligned. So if you're in this space right now, grieving a version of yourself you've outgrown, I see you, I honor you, and I want to remind you, you're allowed to miss the comfort of what you left, even while knowing it wasn't meant for where you're going. Navigating the no longer, not yet. Now let's talk about that weird energetic tension in the void. You're not who you used to be, but you're also not fully living in the new version of you yet. You might feel like you're floating, drifting, questioning everything. You start asking, who even am I? What do I want now? Why does everything feel off? That's the void speaking. And instead of rushing to fill it, what if you just listened? Because the void isn't empty. It's sacred. It's the womb of your next becoming. It's where clarity is born. But only when you stop trying to escape it. You don't need to do more right now. You need to be with yourself, to soften, to rest, to remember who you are when no one's watching. What to do when you don't know what to do? Okay, practical moment. Let's talk about what to actually do when you're in the void. Because trust me, I get it. Sitting in stillness can feel like a damn identity crisis. So here's a few soulful survival tips. Stop rushing clarity. Clarity isn't Amazon Prime. It doesn't show up in 2 days. It's more like slow-cooked stew. It needs time to simmer. Keep your rituals. Even when you don't feel like it, morning coffee, journaling, walks, baths, whatever grounds you, do it. Talk to your future self. Sit quietly and ask what they want. Not what your past self would do, not what your ego wants, what the becoming version of you is calling in. Let go gracefully. Not everything you lose is a loss. Some things are being peeled away so you can finally breathe. Repeat after me. This is temporary. You will not be in the void forever. You're in transit. Transformation is messy, but it's leading somewhere beautiful. A sacred reminder. I want you to know that if you're in the void right now, it doesn't mean you're broken. It doesn't mean you're behind. It doesn't mean that you're doing anything wrong. It means you're becoming. It means your soul is renovating. And renovations always look like chaos before they look like clarity. You're not lost, you're shedding. And your light? It's not gone. It's just cocooned. So trust the darkness. Trust the space. Trust the unbecoming, because it's the doorway to your expansion. All right, spiritual gangsters, I hope this episode held space for your soul today. If you're in that void, know that I'm right here with you, sipping coffee, journaling, growing, becoming. You're not alone. You're not broken. You're just becoming too big for your old shell. And that's a beautiful thing. Until next time, stay soulful, stay strong, and remember, you can do hard things. You are a spiritual gangster.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. And there's no better time to score big savings on unforgettable gifts. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air-chilled chicken, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list. Don't wait. Shop now to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.